Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys, and this is an injury show for you to educate you, to give you the information you need to fight the insurance company on your injury claim. We've been doing this for years. We're glad to do it. We're glad to educate you at Bell and Pollock. We educate and advocate. You know, our website is championsofthepeople.com. If you ever want to call us, you can call us at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. And by the way, as I just said, our website is championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. All of our information is there. It's an information-loaded website. All of our books are there. They're free. We have 6 books on our website. They are free. You can download an e-copy free anytime you want. If you want a hard copy of any of our books, just call our law firm, Bell and Pollock, at 303-795-5900. We'll be glad to send you or give you a hard copy of any of our books, and those are free as well. We want you to be educated. We want you to have the information you need to win the war on your injury claim. And the more you know, the better off you're going to be. That's one of the reasons, not all, but that's one of the main reasons we've done these shows for years and that we keep doing them, that we're doing them right now for you. You know, and today we're talking about how, you know, insurance companies break down your injury claim. And what does that mean? What do they look at? What's important to them? And if you know that at the beginning, then it's going to help you formulate your game plan. It's going to help you formulate your strategy. And we wrote a book called Legal Game Plan. We trademark protected it, and you can get that book free as well. Okay, Brad, so you know some of the important factors, and we can't cover them all, but we do know from our years of experience what some of the important factors are, how you have to start with it. You know, and the insurance company always, it sounds mundane, but they always start with the date of the loss. What was the date of the loss? Because that's important for a couple of things, statute of limitations wise, but also, Brad, it's important because date of the loss, if your accident was 3 years ago, then they're going to be energized to look to see if you have gaps in treatment. And if it's a long time ago that your accident was, there's a way to approach it.
There are, and there are ways to approach it, and you do have to pay attention to what's going on because the insurance company is going to look at the gap in time. And obviously, if the insurance company thinks that you haven't been getting treatment on an injury that you should be getting treatment or that it believes you should be getting treatment, it's going to take a different view of your case. Insurance companies, first of all, let's make sure we understand some things. Insurance companies are notoriously stingy. They're very, I don't want to use the word frugal. They're just plain stingy with their money. They don't want to give it to you. The second thing is that really insurance companies don't have a time limit by which they have to work. There are uninsured and underinsured motorist claims, which we call first-party claim and kind of almost a fiduciary relationship where an insurance company has to act within a reasonable length of time. But there's really no set number of days that they have to act. And, you know, you hear a lot of ads and you hear a lot of attorneys talking about huge amounts of money they've gotten so quick and so fast or that they are able to just get it taken care of or whatever. And any indication there's a time limit, yes, as an attorney, when you make your demand, you can put a time limit saying, you know, you've got 20 days to respond to this letter, it's off the table, or you've got 30 days or you can't, or you have to respond within a certain length of time. But the insurance companies legally really don't have a time limit except for what might come up with a bad faith, and that's not a specific number of days. So they have to take a look at it. Sometimes insurance companies will act very quickly, Gary, because if it's a obvious and pretty easy case where the injuries are pretty obvious and the liability is very obvious and there's no real question about what happened and the person's got these significant injuries, they're going to act very quickly and they're going to take some action and offer some money. Other times they may drag out. And sometimes it's just based on what the adjuster's time limits are and what the adjuster's caseload is.
Right. You know, and we're talking about the factors and how they break down in your injury claim. Excuse me. But they do look at the date of loss, right, to begin with. And the date of loss tells them a lot. And that sounds pretty mundane. Well, you know, I had an accident 2 years ago. I had an accident 4 weeks ago, a month ago, 6 months ago. It's important to them. Say Second example, if you're injured in an accident last week and you're the insurance company, they already know that you haven't engaged in enough treatment to even pay you on the claim, but sometimes they try to settle with you real quick. Sometimes they give you a quick lowball settlement in hopes that you'll just take it. And we said for years, you know, if they give you a settlement offer within 1 week, 2 weeks after your accident, how do they know what your injuries are? How do they know what to pay you for? Well, they don't. They're trying to buy you off. And we've done an entire show on, you know, lowball quick settlements and what you do and what you don't do. You can find that show at our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our information is there. All of our shows are there. We put all our shows on there, and then after a while, after years, they go off, but we have the majority of our shows on our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. But the data loss is important. So, Brad, let's go back. You know, if you have a data loss, the accident happened 2.5 years ago, then the insurance company, as I said earlier, is going to be energized and focused on how to beat your injury claim. And one thing they're going to look at, well, 2.5 years ago, did you have treatment? Did you have consistent treatment? Did you have regular treatment? Did you have gaps in treatment? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, they're going to ask what you've been doing for the last 2.5 years. And it's a fair question, really. It's not anything bad. And this is not to say, and please understand, if you have been in an accident 2 years ago and been suffering from that pain, or if you suffered from it then and you haven't done anything, call us at 303-795-5900. Once again, you know, you get, well, I just talked about how insurance companies aren't going to necessarily turn things around, and you can't get, say you have so many days and then hold them responsible for not responding. Well, guess what? Insurance companies, they're going to look at your data loss, and they want to know your data loss, and they want to know what you've been doing. But also, and Gary and I, you know, it could almost be confusing because we preach that you should contact a lawyer within a reasonable time and shortly after your crash. You don't have to be calling from the accident scene. But then again, we preach don't take a fast settlement and spend some time figuring out what your case is worth. And the insurance company should be taking that time too. And as Gary said, sometimes they like to just, here you go, we'll give you some money, get rid of you before you even have time to what they call lawyer up to get a lawyer and deal with this. When you're dealing with a case, you have 3 years in your statute of limitations unless there's wrongful death involved, and then it's 2 years. You need to get an attorney within a reasonable length of time. You should, I always say, to get an attorney before that first interview with the adjuster. Talk to an attorney and sit down. All personal injury lawyers, I don't know any personal injury lawyer that charges for that first meeting. I think they all will do it, and they work on a percentage basis. So this idea of, oh, the first meeting is free. Well, yeah, guess what? It's to sign you up and to have you become their client, and they want to get in the door, and a lot of times they're adjuster. So here's the thing. When we're talking about insurance companies and we're talking about what should be done, if you've been in an accident 2.5 years ago and you haven't made a claim, and you've been hurt, and it wasn't your fault, call us. We'll help you. If you were in an accident 2.5 days ago or 2.5 hours ago, call us. We'll help you with your personal injury claim. We'll do that. Now, the gap in time between when the crash happened and when you have that contact with the insurance company is going to be examined. People are going to look at it. Insurance companies are going to break down what you've been doing.
And if you think they don't, you're wrong. They do this, and we're showing you how the factors are and how they break down your injury claim and what they look at, what's important to them, and how do they try to beat your injury claim. Look, all of this, what they're looking at, the date of the loss and what you're doing on medical treatment, is designed for them to beat, defeat, or mitigate or reduce your injury claim and the payout, the compensation, the money that you receive for your injuries and your case. And you have to know what you're doing. And that's why we preach so many times you have to have a legal game plan. We wrote a book called Legal Game Plan. We trademark protected it. You can get our book free at our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can call us right now. If you've been injured or if you know somebody's been injured, give us a call right now, 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. 5900. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We have years of experience, and we got to put our experience to work for you. You can give us a call. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. If you want a video conference with us, we can do it. Just hit the green Tell-A-Law button on our homepage of championsofthepeople.com. Once you hit the green Tell-A-Law button, we trademark protected that concept. All the platforms open up as to how you can contact, communicate with, and hire Bell and Pollock, or get advice, or get a free initial consultation. You don't even have to leave your own home. You can do it, and we can do your case from beginning to payment, and you never leave your home for legal work. Bell and Pollock, injury attorneys, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell and Pollock Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is your Legal Minute. Today we're talking about drunk drivers and punitive damages. What are punitive damages, by the way? How do they help you? Can they help you? Punitive damages exist by statute in Colorado. They're there to punish the wrongdoer for intentional, reckless, wrongful, wanton acts. Drunk driving is one of those reckless acts. You can obtain punitive damages against drunk drivers, and that puts additional legal, legitimate pressure on the insurance company for the drunk driver to pay you your complete, legitimate money for your injuries and damages and losses. Do not let them get away with it. Make sure you can prove the driver was drunk. Call the police. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you.
For your Bell and Pollock legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. You know what? We formed our law firm in 1984 with the sole vision and mission of helping injured victims and their families put their lives back together again. We can help you. You can get experienced attorneys with experienced advice. We've seen it all in this business. We've done jury trials, and we do cases all over the state of Colorado, and we have for years. We have an office in Denver. We have an office in Steamboat Springs, and if you can't come to us, we will come to you. Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900, our website, championsofthepeople.com. Today we're talking about how do insurance companies really break down your injury claim, and why do they break it down? They break it down because they want to beat your claim, right? They want to defeat it, mitigate it, reduce it, save money. And how do they do that? Well, they have strategies and strategies to see what the factors are in your injury claim, some of which we're talking about today. Okay, Brad. Look, we've talked about, you know, the date of the loss, but what about medical billings? And it's important because the insurance companies look at that, and most of the time they reprice your medical bills. What does that mean? You get a letter back from them that says, you know, your medical bills were $40,000, but we've repriced them, so we don't think they're worth $40,000, so we repriced them to $22,000. So they just whopped off $18,000 of your medical bills, which is part of your claim.
Here you learn about the hypocrisy of insurance companies, a very hypocritical part. The insurance companies, when you're talking to them about pain and suffering and what you should be able to receive on pain and suffering, insurance companies will say, well, we're trying to decide, or we're using our vast experience that we have on what a jury would award, what a jury would give you for that pain and suffering, or for that loss of enjoyment of life, that loss of quality of life. And you'll hear them say that, and we'll get to that probably later in the show. But when you start talking about medical bills, well, the law is very clear. it's very clear that what the jury is to be instructed on and what goes in front of the jury and what they're to award is a reasonable amount of the necessary and reasonable medical bills. And that's based on the amount billed, not the amount paid, not the repriced amount, not the the significantly lower amount that the insurance company wants to pay. So when it comes to paying for medical bills, medical expenses, the insurance company does not want to pay what the jury will be instructed on and the evidence that will become before the jury. They want to reprice it to a lower amount, saying this is how much we think that bill should have been, or this is how much we think should have been paid on that bill, or how much this doctor or this hospital should have reduced its bill by if you'd have gone in and negotiated with them. That's what they want to pay on, is the lower amount that would never come before in a jury and which the jury is not going to be instructed to award. But when it comes to the other side, pain and suffering and loss of enjoyment of life, they will argue till they're blue in the face to you that, well, we don't think a jury would ever award that. We don't think a jury would ever award that. And when you start seeing that hypocritical nature of an insurance company, that's your first sign. Well, that's probably by that time your 10th sign that you should be with a law firm. You should be having lawyers represent you. And if you're facing that right now, if you're trying to do your own claim, and I know a lot of people try and do their own claim to begin with, you got to call us, 303-795-5900, or contact us at championsofthepeople.com or bellpollock.com so we can talk to you about this, so we can get that legal game plan put together that Gary talks about. It's important that you understand what the insurance companies can and can't present to a jury, what they can argue to a jury, and what the jury can and can't consider. And we talk so much about advocating, but also educating you. And when we educate you, we want you to understand the workings of this and why you want to put together a game plan and talk to a lawyer. We're not gonna try and throw out big numbers at you. Oh, look at this big number we got for this client, this big number for this client, all these big, huge numbers. And we're not gonna be talking about all these great things that really have no real significance to your case. We're gonna talk to you about getting you educated on your case, getting you to understand what the workings are of your case, what you want to do with the insurance company. And, you know, as Gary said, you know, that they're going to try and talk you down on these medical bills. Sometimes they'll even, Gary, say they want to pay the medical bills direct. If they get you early enough, they'll say, let us just pay them direct.
Right. And they try to trick you. They get you to sign a release. And we say, don't ever sign the release. Don't ever sign the releases. Don't give them the questionnaires. Just call us, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. We can and will handle that for you. We know the right way, and we can educate you. At Bell & Pollock, we educate and advocate. We can work as a team on your injury claim. You have a team at Bell & Pollock assigned to your claim. You're not in this by yourself. You got professionals on your side. 303-795-5900. I can't tell you how many people over the years have said, you know, when you give us a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan, you really mean it. Wow. I feel so energized. I feel so informed. I know what to do. I'm not just guessing. That's the whole idea of our legal game plan. That's the whole idea of our book that we wrote called Legal Game Plan, which you can get on our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's the whole idea. It's the whole presentation. You must know what you're doing. And when you do, it gives you a great feeling. You have a great feeling. People have told us that. But, you know, I sometimes spend an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours or more with a new client. It's free. There's no charge for it because we want you and I want you and Brad wants you to understand what you need to do, what your steps are, what the insurance company is going to do. So that's what we call a legal game plan. You know, it's like a military enterprise, a military attack. If you know how the enemy, in this case, the insurance company, if you know how the enemy's going to come at you, if you know what their strategies are, if you know how they're going to approach it, then don't you think that enhances your chances to win your injury claim? What do you think? We think so. So call us anytime, 303-795-5900, and sooner is better than later because you can get your legal game plan. Now, we're talking about factors of how insurance companies value your claim. We were talking about medical bills. You know, Brad, so when they get you to sign a release, they send you a release, they fill out the questionnaire, some people do it, Some people don't know any better. They think that's what they're supposed to do. They think the insurance company's trying to help them, that they're on their side, which they are not. And so they sign the release. And when they do, they go get the medical bills directly, and then they reprice them. So if you have, you know, $20,000 in medical bills and they reprice them to $6,000, you're stuck. You're stuck, basically, in essence, with the $14,000 they're not going to pay you. And they say, well, take it or leave it. And that's what leads to a lot of litigation.
Don't you let them reprice your medical bills. If they're going to start saying your doctor overcharged or the facility overcharged, the hospital overcharged, the urgent care overcharged, the ambulance people overcharged, the whoever you went to see, the emergency room overcharged, don't you let them reprice your bills. The bottom line is the bill is the bill. Now, your health insurance might pay less. We've talked about that before, and it's on our shows, and we'll be talking about it again in the future. So that, yes, the health insurance might have paid less, and or whatever other insurance company you have dealing with it might have paid less. But, you know, this is especially important when you're dealing with insurance companies, that you look at them, even if they say we've got a service, we've got a company, we've got a group, we've got this entity or that entity that reprices the bills. You know what? When they're repricing the bill, you know automatically what they're doing is they're making a lesser amount. Automatically, that's what they're doing, and they're doing it so they can keep the insurance companies coming to them to reprice the bills. And, you know, don't fall for it. The bill is the bill. That's the reasonable value of the services. That's what you want to look at. And if they want to start doing something different, you need to be in an attorney's office so fast it'll make their head swim to deal with it. But actually, on all these areas, you need legal help. You need appropriate consultation and guidance on what you're doing.
You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. Call us right now, 303-795-5900 or 970-870-8989. We have offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs. We do cases, injury cases, all over the state of Colorado. We do car accident cases, bicycle cases, motorcycle cases, truck car crash cases, pedestrian, hit and run, workers' compensation. If you've been injured on the job, we can help you. By the way, workers' comp has thousands, not hundreds, thousands of rules, regulations, statutes. It's a micromanaged area. If you've been injured on the job, you need to know what to do. You need a legal game plan. You need a legal game plan for every facet of this business. We've preached it time and time again. We preach it right now to you. Call us, 303-795-5900. Bell and Pollock. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell and Pollock Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is your Legal Minute. Today we're talking about the very first phone call with the insurance adjuster for the at-fault party. Do you know what to do? Do you know what to say? Do you know what you should do? Do you know what you shouldn't do? You don't. You know, for that instance, in that situation, the insurance adjuster, that's an ordinary day and event for him or her. It's not an ordinary day or event for you. You need to understand your rights. You need a legal game plan. You need it laid out for you in a free initial consultation. at Bell and Pollock. That's what we do. That's what we can do for you. A game plan for the way the accident happened, a legal game plan for your injuries, damages, and losses to prove them. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com will help you.
For your Bell and Pollock legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is an injury show for you to give you information to help you navigate the insurance maze and win your injury claim. That's what you want to do. You want to be able to know what to do, when to do it, how to do it. You also want to be able to know what the insurance company can do, when they're going to do it, how they're going to do it. If you know, if you have information, if you're educated, then you know what to do, and you can follow the proper steps. And earlier is better, so call us right now, 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. Another thing we want to talk about today, how insurance companies break down your injury claim. So we talked about already, they look at the date of the loss, and we've explained that. They look at the medical bills and the medical records, and they want to see the medical bills. So far, we've covered the medical bills. They want to reduce your medical bills. We gave you a couple of examples. They just send you a letter back and say your medical bills were $20,000, but we've repriced them to $6,000. And that's all we're willing to take into consideration on your claim. And you say, wait a minute, that's not fair. I still have to pay the medical bills back. When I recover from you, Mr. and Mrs. Insurance Company, I have to pay them back to my provider. And so, Brad, what they're really trying to do is just reduce it and let you go figure out how to handle the deficiency. In that example, $14,000. Your medical bills are truly $20,000. You got to pay them back. If your health insurance company paid for them, you got to pay the health insurance company back. And so they don't want a deal with the retail value of the medical bills.
Right, and this is where you want to be careful about your provider. You want to be able to have your provider on your side. I've dealt with many company many times when they wanted to reprice it. The provider said, we're going to do that because of this or that or this or that. Or they've said, no, we're not going to reduce the amount. We want our amount. And so you're getting a lesser amount from the insurance company. You go to the provider. The provider not only still wants a higher amount, but the provider won't go to bat for you, won't come in and fight with you, won't do things with the insurance company because that takes up their time. And they don't want to do it. They've just said, that's our bill. We charge a fair amount. They say the insurance company's wrong, but you've got to be able to structure your case so the provider is willing to come forth. The provider will spend the time to come forth. And that's why you need to get this. You need to get up front on it. You need to get to work on it. You need to do what you need to know what you're doing. As I said a number of times in this show, if it's been a couple of years that and you haven't resolved your case, still come see us. We can reconstruct a lot of this and we can get you on the right path. If you are just at the infancy, the beginning part of your personal injury case, come see us before you get down that road so we can work with you. You got to come see us. We can help you, and it's going to be crucial. You're only going to get one shot at this personal injury case, so let's do it right.
Exactly right, Brad. That's exactly right. You can call us at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900 or 970-870-8989. Bell and Pollock, we are injury attorneys. We are here to educate you at Bell and Pollock. We educate and advocate. We can work as a team together. When you hire Bell and Pollock, you do have a legal team on your side, and we do it in teamwork, and we work in conjunction with you. And how refreshing is that? Because we're on your side. You have professionals on your side who have years of experience, understand the process, and we can proceed on that basis. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's called that because we champion people's cases, injury claims, and we have for years because we are your champions of the people. See you next week.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell and Pollock Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is your Legal Minute. As my military commander used to say, listen up. This is very important. When you have an injury claim and you've been injured in a car crash, you're in a war. Understand, it's a war. The insurance company for the at-fault party is going to try to beat your claim, defeats your claim. They're going to try to delay your claim and deny your claim. And you say, wait a minute, I was rear-ended. This accident was not my fault. Surely there must be some insurance company that's going to pay me. Surely that's what insurance is for. Surely they're going to be fair to me. This was not my fault. When you understand it's a war, when you finally grasp that concept, when you finally have it, you can win the war on your injury claim. Bell and Pollock can help you. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com.
For your Bell and Pollock legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.